You're next, Wyatt.
Yes, Ken Friday. Well, a lot of them are in low Earth orbit, so they deorbit in about 3 to 5 years. So you don't have to worry about space debris as much as bigger satellites. In terms of what people do with them terrestrially, geez, I cannot talk. they're normally called CubeSats to stay on Earth. Normally prototypes are, they're called flat sats, and they'll use it as a cool decor piece, or they'll use it just to test out, it's a learning too, to test out their engineering skills. And well, you're going to say you have a satellite. But it's mainly prototypes and like testing out satellites and having like a cool piece of decor. And what they use them for is, it's not really, universities do make them. It's a very popular form of nanosatellites. A lot of high schools and universities will make them, launch them up into space. There is some CubeSats being used by NASA, like, I forgot, I think it's something space telescope, but it's a form of nanosatellite in the shape and dimensions of a CubeSat. And that's also another purpose for them is to make a satellite smaller and easier to launch up than bigger ones. That's why NASA is experimenting with them. There's some satellite CubeSats for, again, space telescopes, Earth observations, amateur radio, like soil stuff, like measuring the moisture in soil and stuff, and a lot of stuff like that, if that was what you're asking.